Talk about what you saw today. A lot of questions about what happened with the tires.
Well, I mean, obviously we saw a lot of tire problems, and we saw a lot of teams that didn't have tire problems. And, you know, we're working working through that. Goodyear's working through that with the teams, and, you know, working through what the setups were, what the air pressures were, to try to get to the bottom of it. But, you know, there was a lot of teams that reported no problems to us post-race, and, you know, and they did admit to being a little bit on the conservative side, air pressure, and being closer to the suggested minimums that Goodyear recommended.
Scott, did you guys consider penalizing William Byron for tapping Denny Hamlin there under caution? And if so, what were the discussions and why the ultimate decision not to penalize?
So I'll have to be honest with you, Bob. When we were in the tower, we were paying more attention to the actual cause of the caution up there and dispatching our equipment. The William Byron, Denny Hamlin thing, we had no eyes on. We saw Denny go through the grass, and by the time we got to a replay that showed the incident well enough to do anything to it, we'd gone back to green. But I'm not sure that that issue is completely resolved as of yet. So we'll be looking at that when we get back to work.
Is there a potential points
penalty for that?
We're going to work through those things, Bob.
On the tires, this is the same tire we're going to use at Las Vegas. Are you guys going to talk to the teams in the Goodyear to kind of figure out maybe if there's similar issues there, try to avoid that?
As what I said, Goodyear is working with the teams about the, you know, on their setups and everything else to try to, you know, try to mitigate the problems that we're certainly seeing. You know, we're all learning about the setups, the tires. Goodyear's learning about the construction, the new wheel. So it you know, it's part of a learning. It's an unfortunate part of a learning process. But as I said earlier, the ones that didn't have any problems admitted to being on the conservative side with all the things that are difficult on tires. They make speed, but they're difficult on tires.
Scott, some of the teams said, if they were the conservative teams, said that there's still an amount of laps that a tire should last. Right? How long should the tires last? Is there some sort of, you know, they didn't have enough tire today?
I don't really know how to comment on how long a tire should last. The top four at least ran 64 laps, you know, home. And, you know, if they can go 64 laps, they have, you know, plenty of tires to get the job done.
Scott, in reference to the Hamlin-Byron incident, could you have put Hamlin back in his position had you seen it soon enough? Would that have been what you guys would have looked at?
So there would probably, you know, if we had seen that good enough to react to it real time, which we should have, like, no excuse there, there would probably have been two courses of action. One would have been to put Hamlin back where he was, or the other would be to have made Williams start in the back.
So moving forward, because this is a situation that impacts a couple playoff drivers and could impact their playoffs, and you guys have talked about in the tower of making some changes when there have been issues, like here having the committee with cautions after the All-Star race, what more can you do to try to be better or try to avoid a situation like this where you're able to see something, especially with it being a playoff race and so much at stake?
Well, so we don't have the cameras and the monitors that we've got. We dedicate them mostly to officiating and seeing, like, our safety vehicles and how to dispatch them and all that. And by the time we put all those cameras up, we don't have room for all of the in-car cameras to be monitored. So we're going to look at having, you know, because we could, if we would have had immediate access to the 24 in-car camera, that would have helped us a lot with, you know, being able to find that quickly. So that's definitely one of the things that we're looking at.
What about the race? Obviously, a lot of cautions, but what about the track itself and the things that have been, you know, talked about, reconfiguration, rebuild track? Your thoughts on that after today's race?
Well, I think the general consensus, and this just isn't my opinion, is this has been a difficult track to race on for a while now. So what the plans are for it or anything like that, I don't have any details on any of that. But you know, if you ask the drivers, if you ask the crew chiefs, it's been a difficult place, you know, over the years, for sure.
If you, right, when you debrief with the teams, et cetera, and with Goodyear, because you'll have a debrief, right? How do you reach out to the teams? How do you find out? And, you know, what will the process be?
Well, I mean, we have a pretty open dialogue with the teams and the engineers. So we have a meeting with Goodyear. Goodyear has open dialogues with the teams. So it's not like anybody doesn't want to participate in that. We all, as an industry, want to figure out how we can be better.
All right, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
For your time.